Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of June, recording at 8:42 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Not too much here in stock markets, but it must be said, these are steady. Steady here for the most part. And in terms of government bonds, now I do think this is important. You've got the U.S. 30-year treasuries down for the sixth straight day, and they're fairly chunky declines here overall. That's bound to have an influence. And elsewhere, what can we pick up here? The dollar, very steady, but it is closing in on that 90 level where there is both lateral and psychological resistance. That's the dollar index. And elsewhere, soybeans strong, up a 10 and a quarter on the November contract, and I'm not there, having been stopped out at a moderate profit on my last position. Might have to go back in, although I hate to chase things. Okay, let's go back to the stock markets here overall. And again, this is a very steady performance overall, particularly by the European markets, most of which had moved to new high ground. And a number of people are saying, well, you know, look, the softer euro is bullish for Europe, and they're saying and the corporate profits are pretty good, and interest rates are likely to go down, so they're concentrating on that. And I'll grant all those points, and I certainly can't deny the breakouts that we've seen to the upside on the charts. However, my view overall, though, is that there's very limited upside and that there's some rather important factors that are going to rein these markets in, and I suspect fairly shortly. One is that you'll note the underperformance of the U.S. stock market, particularly the NASDAQ, which led the rally but has been soft recently, and it's down in here again today, so far at any rate. With the futures, I speak, futures contract for the NASDAQ 100 off 8.5 points. Now, the main factor, though, I think, are these treasury bonds, and we tend to get a delayed reaction from leads in the bond markets. But all along, I've been saying that if global bond prices were firm, then that would tend to support stock markets, certainly cushion the downside, and they were more than firm. We saw some ripping big rallies, and I think that unquestionably helped stock markets. Now, with the U.S. bond market really showing that big downward dynamic, what that was a couple of Fridays ago, I think on the 3rd, of June, that big key day reversal on the downside, quite a dramatic signal. And with Greenspan giving those unequivocal warnings last week about the bond market, and with the prospects for higher short-term interest rates, and I think I've said all along that people were underestimating and the extent to which Greenspan was likely to raise rates. In other words, a number of people were saying, well, he'd either finished at 3% or would go to 3.25% or 3.5% on the federal funds rate. And now people are, most analysts are raising those forecasts somewhat. So again, though, I'll tie it in on this U.S. bond market. If that continues to head south in terms of bond prices, rising yields, in other words, then that will create an increasingly stiff headwind, I believe, for Wall Street. And if Wall Street moves down, it won't be too very long before the European stock markets and a good many other stock markets around the world are affected, as that Wall Street leash, as I've referred to so often, contracts. Now, if I'm completely wrong on this, and Wall Street remains steady, let alone moves higher, then we will certainly see the European and Asian stock markets move higher. But I'm betting against it in the short term, including the rolling over of my futures contracts, which are expiring this week and next week, where I've got short positions in some of those European futures markets. My main short position is in the NASDAQ, and I had increased that after the rally. You know, I've been in and out of that, but I don't need to review all of that. It's in the comment of the day if anybody wants to use the search engine to look at that back history. Okay. So, how am I playing these long-dated government bonds? Will I remain short? Say the we're currently trading down 16.30 seconds here today at 116.08 on the September contract. Now, excuse me, cough. Back again. What was interesting today is that when the producer price figures came out in the United States, bond markets rallied. They moved up to 117.03 before falling back and getting as low as 116.02 and the current level at 116.08. Now, on that, well, I think technically what interested me about the failure to hold that rally is that in a weak market, well, a weak market tends to fall on both good news and bad news because sentiment has changed and people are pulling out for various different reasons, not least being the deterioration in prices that they're seeing. Conversely, a strong market will often rise on both good news and bad news. And if bad news does affect it, it tends to have a very brief effect. So I'm happy to go on running my shorts in the government bonds. And the decline that we've seen down from nearly the 120 level, currently in my initial stake, which was rolled forward, that's now showing a break-even level. And of course, I increased that position by 50% up near the highs, and so that's in profit. What's interesting in here, in looking around other global bond markets, the Australian government bonds show a very similar pattern to the US Treasuries. Now, the others that I look at don't, and those included today, I looked at gilts and I looked at the Euro bunds and I looked at JGBs, but they have all lost upside momentum. And if the US Treasuries continue to deteriorate, I think the others are quite likely to be affected as well. Okay, elsewhere, this dollar rally, which on the index has been extremely important, there was a item, a chart in the in the week, which I posted in the subscribers area here today, which showed sentiment readings and showed that we'd reached an extreme bullishness here for the dollar, and that did mean that we were unlikely to see much in the way of additional gains. And certainly, it's a warning that things are getting more difficult in the short term. Also, at the have a look at the chart of the dollar index that I posted, and there were 27 items posted today in terms of graphics, those including the descriptions of a number of the funds that I was reviewing. But the dollar index chart shows, excuse me, lateral resistance near the 90 level, and it's lost traded here today at 89.26. So we're within 3/4 of a point of this lateral and also psychological resistance near the 90 level. So that's a bit of a barrier, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the dollar index falter at that level. You might remember similarly on the way down last year, late last year, as the dollar index was getting down towards the 80 level. I described that as psychological support, and it was also in the proximity of some important historic lows, and so I said that it would be really quite surprising if we didn't see the dollar steady up down there. So again, this 90 level that the dollar is closing in on, both psychological and lateral resistance. So we have quite probably seen, what I think is unquestionably, we've seen the best of the dollar's rally for a while, perhaps quite a while. Now, subject to the extent to which the dollar comes off, I would expect that to be extremely bullish for precious metals, which have got a lot going for them in their own right. And you've seen the relative strength that has occurred recently. Now, that ebbed a bit in here today. Gold had been up, was up yesterday, about, well, I think $2 at the close. That was retraced today, but it was up the day before. But what was significant, by about $3, what was significant about that is that it was doing so against the background of the strong rally in the US dollar. And also, you can see all those charts, I've posted them today, of gold and other currencies. And what's really significant is that it is knocking on the highs for at least the last 10 years against the euro, against the Swiss franc, against the Japanese yen. Now, there's a great deal of money managed in Japan and also in Switzerland and also in continental Europe generally. And the fact that gold moves to a new high really is going to ring some bells in people's minds. It's going to trigger, I believe, another reassessment process. I will be astonished if it doesn't generate some press articles. So, in other words, it will increase investor awareness as far as gold is concerned. And I think it's very unlikely that it's going to cause anybody to say, well, let's get rid of the gold component in our portfolios. Most people don't have a gold component in their portfolios, and therefore I think it's likely to be pretty much one-way traffic, although it may be on a slow-motion basis. I'm not necessarily looking for anything explosive at this stage. But again, the path of least resistance remains upwards. So we could see, if we do get this dollar hesitating up here, and even if it doesn't, I expect gold to move up against the other currencies that I mentioned. And that really, I think, as I say, will usher in the what I do have described as the second stage of gold's bull market, when it is appreciating against all currencies, which it has been doing overall. If you look at it over the last few years, that has to be the case since it's testing highs right now against a good many of them. But people have tended to forget about that quite recently, and to have gold extend those gains. Well, again, I've said it all. It's bullish. Now, what else to mention in here? The soybeans. I haven't checked the news, but this is very much crop related in the U.S. But this is strong technical action, and I may well come in, but with a modest size position, because the chart looks good. And I'm talking about November beans now, which closed at 7.04 and three quarters here today. The price of crude oil dipped a little bit here today, and that helped Wall Street a bit. Wall Street was sort of mostly unchanged to a little bit down, especially the Nasdaq, which has been down most of the day, not a lot. But then Walmart jumped, and General Motors had been quite firm in here today. Oil price backed off, and that helped Wall Street to rally up to about 45 on the Dow. It's currently 23.25, so it looks like it's going to close out the day. Well, it is going to close out the day here with a modest modest gain, and looks like a modest loss on the Nasdaq futures contract, currently down 6.50 there. And that's pretty much it. So, all the best.